Four men facing serious fraud office charges over electoral donations, including sitting MP Jamie Lee Ross, have their first appearance at court today. The charges relate to two $100,000 donations paid to the National Party, one in 2017 and the second in 2018. Mr Ross, Zhang Yikun, Zhang Shengjia and Zhang Hongjia were charged by the SFO after a 10-month investigation. The original complaint was made by Mr Ross himself when he went nuclear on his former party National and leader Simon Bridges in late 2018. All four men face charges of deception. Zhang Hongjia has also been charged with providing misleading information. Our political editor Jane Patterson looks at the chain of events leading up to today's appearance at the Auckland District Court.
So I just spent a couple of hours with three detective senior sergeants. I outlined to them my concerns around Simon Bridges' actions with regards to the Electoral Act. I covered.
In October 2018, Jamie Lee Ross released a volley of damaging allegations of electoral fraud and corruption against National and Simon Bridges. He had been a National MP since 2011 and close political confidant of Mr. Bridges. Mr. Ross took his claims, which Simon Bridges has always denied, to the police for further investigation.
The police will make a decision as to who or what or what decisions need to be made around any particular potential further action. I've done what I need to do.
Evidence Mr. Ross presented to the police included this conversation he'd had with Simon Bridges and recorded without his knowledge.
You had dinner at their home.
Yes.
They talked to you about a $100,000 donation that is now in.
Fantastic.
What would you like done with it? It's currently sitting in a Botany Electorate account.
Simon Bridges has maintained from the start he's been involved in no wrongdoing, putting the blame squarely on Jamie Lee Ross.
This is a guy who's lying, who's leaking, who's had appalling behaviour and is now lashing out.
One of the donations was paid to National in June 2017, when that party was still in government under the leadership of Bill English, and the second in 2018, the first year the party had been in opposition for nearly a decade with Simon Bridges as leader. When the SFO announced it was investigating donations to the National Party last March, Mr. Bridges was distancing himself from that investigation.
Have you had any contact from the SFO or any authorities? So why do you think it's not related to you?
Well, on the face of it, that's what they're saying in the statement.
So you're taking it from the statement other than any...
Well, that's all.
The complaint was laid about you and the party.
Well, that's all we've seen. We've seen a statement from the police. That makes clear, it seems to me, it's about the National Party. There's questions for the National Party. And I say you should direct them to them and also to the SFO.
Mr. Ross, Mr. Zhang and Zhang Shuja each faced two joint charges of deception over both the 2017 and 2018 donations. The charge sheet says they used a fraudulent trick or device to break up the donations into sums less than $15,000, which were then transferred into the bank accounts of several different people before being paid into a National Party electorate account. Zhang Shuja is charged with deception over the 2018 donation and with providing misleading information. Through a PR company, the three businessmen released a statement saying they had been caught up in the Jamie Lee Ross controversy. They said they were urged to follow a process and were now deeply disappointed to be caught up in the donations fiasco. Mr. Ross released a statement proclaiming his innocence.
I'm being painted as the scapegoat because I left the National Party after raising these concerns and because promises made to me by Mr. Bridges in his campaign to be leader were not honoured by him.
At today's court appearance, the four men are expected to enter pleas. All have already indicated they intend to defend the charges. It's not yet known whether the case will go to trial before the election. There is likely to be at least initial discussions about that timing at the hearing later this morning. From Parliament for Morning Report, Jane Patterson.